Welcome back. In this lesson, we're carving a ragakut using resampling workflows in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the way a proper drum and bass producer would. Tight, rhythmic, and built to sit inside the groove instead of floating on top of it. A ragakut is one of those sounds that instantly brings attitude. It can act like a second drum kit, a hook, a switch up, or a pressure release before the drop. But the real magic happens when you stop thinking of the vocal like a lyric, and start treating it like a rhythmic instrument. That mindset is going to carry this whole workflow. First, get your groove context in place. Don't build the vocal in a vacuum. Start with a simple DNB pocket at around 172 to 174 BPM. Put your kick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4, and if you're using a break, give it some swing. A groove pool amount around 55 to 65% is a good place to start, but keep the kick and snare a little more rigid than the hats. That contrast is what gives the vocals somewhere solid to lock into. Also, leave space in the low end. If your sub is already playing too much information, the vocal cut is going to feel crowded before you even begin. Think of the vocal as part of the rhythm section. It needs room to breathe. Now pick your source vocal. You want something with attitude and clear consonants. Short raga phrases, dancehall shouts, jungle MC lines, or even your own voice can work really well. What matters is that the sample has attack. You want syllables that can be sliced into hits. Drop the sample into simpler first. If it's already a phrase you want to play like an instrument, slice mode is great. If you want to manually trigger it more directly, classic mode can work too. Turn warp on, and choose complex pro for smoother full phrases, or beats if the sample is short and more percussive. Tighten the start point so the first transient hits cleanly. If the vocal feels too smooth or polite, that usually means it's not broken up enough yet. Now we get to the fun part. Slice the vocal to a new MIDI track using transients. In Ableton Live 12, that means right-clicking the clip and choosing Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transients as the slicing preset so each hit becomes its own playable note. At this stage, don't try to preserve the original sentence perfectly. That's not the goal. Your job is to create rhythm. Put the strongest syllables on downbeats or just before the snare. Use short repeats on eighths or sixteenths. Leave gaps on purpose. One really useful trick here is to keep one or two anchor syllables that repeat every two bars, so the listener has something familiar to latch onto while the surrounding chops move around. If a pattern feels stiff, don't reach for more effects right away. First, try moving a note a few ticks earlier or later. That tiny timing shift can completely change the bounce. A lot of the time, the difference between okay and huge is just placement. Now print the first pass. Route the vocal slice track to a new audio track and record the processed output. You can use resampling as the input, or select the vocal track directly if you want a cleaner print. Record one or two bars while the loop plays. Before you record, put some light processing on the vocal track. High pass it with EQ8 somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz to clear out any mud. Add a little saturator, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, and turn soft clip on if needed. If you want movement, try auto filter with a low pass or band pass shape. A compressor with just a little blue, maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, can help even out the phrase before printing. This is the whole point of resampling. You're committing the sound so you can treat it like a fresh audio source. Once it's printed, you can chop it more aggressively, reverse bits, and build edits that would be annoying to manage in a live effects chain. Now take that resampled audio and slice it again. This is where the ragakut starts becoming a true groove element. Consolidate the best one-bar phrase, duplicate it across 4 or 8 bars, and cut tiny gaps between notes so it feels more percussive. You can reverse 1 or 2 offbeat fragments to add tension and keep the ear moving. Try building 2 versions here. One version can stay dry, tight, and clear, with minimal warp and clean gain staging. Another version can get gritty, with more saturator, a bit of redux, and some filter movement. That gives you options later in the arrangement. In DNB, having multiple intensity levels is incredibly useful. A really important coaching note here. Balance the slices with clip gain before you start stacking more plugins. If a few hits are much louder than the rest, the phrase will feel amateur even if the sound design is strong. Use gain first, then tone shaping. That's cleaner and more musical. Now start shaping the call and response. This is where the vocal becomes unmistakably drum and bass. Let the vocal answer the snare. Snare on 2 and 4, then a vocal hit right after the snare. Let the bass note sit under the vocal or slide underneath it. Then use a small pickup to lead into the next snare. That back and forth is where the energy comes from. If you're arranging a 16-bar drop, don't keep the vocal full on the whole time. Use it sparingly in the first 4 bars, bring in more density in bars 5 to 8, pull it back in bars 9 to 12, then bring back a chopped repeat or alternate phrase for the final switch up. Escalate by density, not just volume. That usually sounds much bigger. Now build a simple vocal bus with stock Ableton devices. Keep it focused. EQ8 first to remove anything below 100 to 158Z. Use compressor or glue compressor to tame peaks slightly. Add saturator for density, but be careful not to make the upper mids harsh. A short simple delay can work great on selected hits, and a short reverb can give the chop space without washing out the drop. Keep the reverb tight, maybe around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, and high pass the return so it doesn't cloud the bass. This is where automation starts making the phrase feel alive. Open the filter slightly into the drop, then narrow it again after the hook lands. Throw a little delay only on one selected word or syllable. Add reverb only on phrase endings. Even a small pitch shift on one repeat can create tension. These tiny moves matter more than just making everything louder. If the hook feels busy, pull back the density in the one or two beats before the snare. That pocket is powerful. Leaving space there makes the next vocal hit feel way bigger. A good ragga cut hits, breathes, then hits again. Here's another useful advanced move. Create a ghost syllable layer. Duplicate the vocal and keep only the quietest fragments. Then tuck that layer very low underneath the main cut. It adds motion without turning into harmony. Or try pattern displacement. Repeat the same chop, but start the second pass 1/8 note later. That slight misalignment creates momentum without changing the sample itself. You can also make a B phrase. That means a second ragga cut with a different rhythm, so you can alternate A and B every 4 or 8 bars and avoid loop fatigue. This is especially useful if the vocal is acting as a section marker. Bring it in at the start of a new 8-bar block, so the listener immediately feels the energy shift. Now do the mix check like you mean it. Solo the vocal and bass together. Make sure they're not fighting in the 150 to 500Hz range. Check mono compatibility. Make sure the vocal isn't masking the snare crack around 2 to 5kHz. If the vocal feels exciting in solo but weak in the full mix, don't just turn it up. Often the better move is to lower it slightly and give it a tiny bit of transient emphasis so it reads better without taking over the groove. If the vocal and snare are clashing in brightness, carve a little space. Too much energy in the same upper mid zone can make the whole drop tiring. In a heavy D&B mix, clarity is aggression. Clean placement hits harder than brute force. Once you've got a version that feels right, commit it. Consolidate the best clips, color code them by function, and save multiple prints if you can. A clean one, a gritty one, and a more extreme one. Those are gold for arrangement later. You can use one for the main hook, one for fills, and one for transitions or impacts. And here's a final producer mindset note. If a chop sounds great in solo but doesn't work in context, the answer is usually not more processing. Try less density, better timing, or better placement against the drums. Sometimes removing 25% of the notes makes the whole thing feel way stronger. So the big takeaway is simple. Slice a strong vocal, resample it, rechop it, and keep shaping it until it behaves like part of the rhythm section. Let it answer the snare. Let it leave space for the sub. Let it become a groove element, not just a sample. That's how you turn a vocal phrase into a proper ragga cut with real D&B power. Now your challenge is to build 3 versions of the same idea, one clean, one gritty, and one with reverses, stutters, or pitch shifts. Arrange them across a 16-bar section, check the mix in mono, and make sure the vocal helps the groove instead of crowding it. That's the workflow. Tight, musical, and seriously effective.